Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 1, we were talking about a pastor being an administrator of God's business. Let's resume that study today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
The pastor is an administrator of God's business as his errand runner. He is both a steward and a deacon. He brings the word of God to you. He brings the commandments of God to you. In that matter, he is a deacon. He is the deacon charged with overseeing the teaching of God's word and administrating the instructions of God to regulate proper conduct in the affairs of God's house. The pastor runs errands for God. A deacon in the church under the pastor does it for his pastor in carrying out the job. Both pastor and deacons do this as the call of God, and it is for the benefit of the local church. So we need to pray that the pastor nor the deacons ever become prima donnas and lords of the flock, and for that matter, any fellow member of the church, that they will never, never become lords and prima donnas over the flock. Now, our text lets us know this ministry given to me is for you. Why? To fulfill the word of God. Now, notice that a semicolon is at the end of verse 25 of Colossians chapter 1. And there is a reason for that. It is to show that what follows in verse 26 is related to the phrase, to fulfill the word of God. And that is to make manifest the mystery. Now, the word mystery means a truth that was once hidden, but now is revealed. Not heathen mysteries with the idea of secrecy and hiding. You know, they hide their secret handshakes and things of that nature. Now, that's not the idea here. The truth was there. It just needed revelation, which the Holy Ghost gives. In other words, you can have the ingredients to bake a cake, but if there are no instructions, this person, me, I would never be able to bake a cake without the instructions. But now my wife wouldn't need them. She'd be able to take just the ingredients and put together, and she'd know exactly what to do with it. Well, the Holy Spirit knows. They had the ingredients in the Old Testament, but they needed instructions. The Bible speaks of a threefold mystery of the church. There's the mystery of the free admission of the Gentiles on equal terms and privileges as the Jews. And then there's the mystery of the person of Jesus Christ and the fullness of God. And then there's the mystery of the indwelling Christ. In verse 27, he says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. What is the mystery among the Gentiles? Christ in you, the hope of glory. The mystery is being made manifest. Now, that word manifest, in today's vernacular, we would say it clear as day. Now, by the way, the word would in verse 27, okay, to whom God would make known, all right, that word means, in the Greek, to desire. Other words, God desires to make known, that is clear as day, what is the riches of the glory of this mystery? Now, if God desires this, why do so many Christians miss it? Well, I believe that Matthew chapter 7, verse 6 tells us, "Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you." My friend, isn't that so true today? People have taken the words of God, they've put them to a rock beat, or they've taken the words of God and they've twisted them to justify drinking and every vice there is now under the guise of liberty and grace. Oh, how much people have taken the pearls of God's word and turned them before swine. Now he says, Christ in you. That is the hope of glory. But isn't that a great truth right now? In Romans 8, verse 9, "But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." Imagine you buy a sponge at the store, and it's a good-sized sponge. And you go outside, and you begin to wipe the car with the sponge, but it doesn't clean the car. Why? Because you need soap and water. So you go in and you fill a bucket with soap and water. Then you set the sponge in the soap and water. Now, is the sponge in the water? Yes. But what really makes it effective now in cleaning the car is that the soap and water are also in the sponge. Now, people today will go around talking about the environment, the need to feed the poor and the hungry, or to give blood. And those are good things, but those aren't necessarily eternal things. Christ in you. You see, that is the sponge from heaven to man. You see, that is the idea that we receive the water of life from heaven. And as a sponge, take it in and then use it in this world. As you carry from heaven the water of God's word to men, God cleans them up. He is the cleaning power, but you're the chosen material to carry it. You are the sponge, but the word of God would serve as the soap and water. And in John 15, verses 3 through 5, we read this, "Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing." Isn't that a wonderful verse? That just describes it best. It's the sponge in the water, and the water in the sponge kind of an idea. Is Christ in you? That makes the difference. Now, we see a man sent on an errand from God to reveal the mystery of Christ, which leads to our duty in Colossians 1, 28 and 29. So, let us read those verses. "Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily." Now he says, whom we preach. Paul's primary goal was not a creed, rules, or regulations. It is not what we preach, but it is whom we preach. Paul preached Jesus. In Antioch, the believers talked about Christ so much that people began calling them Christians. Oh, my friend, especially if you're a preacher out there listening in by way of radio, always preach Christ. We preach a person, not a religion. Now, let us get a quick rundown on three words here. He uses the word preach. That means to announce, to declare plainly and openly, aloud, and or unashamedly. That's the idea behind preach. Then there's the word warning. The word warning means to admonish, exhort, warn. In other words, admonish the heart, reproving and convincing of error. This word is referring to the conduct of our personal lives and is a call to repent. That's why preachers should name sin in their pulpit. This verse is a commission to name sin and to call people to repent. Now, people call that negative preaching. You can call that negative preaching. I can say, hey, if you touch that, it's got disease on it and you'll be infected. Now, that's negative. But aren't you thankful for that kind of a negative? Aren't you thankful when you're driving down the road and a sign says, bridge out? Aren't you thankful that somebody put that negative up there? Well, my friend, it is a very positive thing to preach against sin, because when we're preaching against sin, we're also standing on the side of Jesus Christ. And that is a commission each preacher has. What an unloving and unholy and ungrateful and just an abominable thing for a pastor or a preacher to never preach against sin, to always speak on so-called positive things, just to mention of psychiatric things or psychological things, but never to call things sin that are in the lives of Christians today. Well, my friend, that is so unloving. That is so unkind. That is so abominable in God's sight. It makes Him sick. And people are going to go to hell simply because this so-called positive preaching is really negative, because people are going to hell and Christians are losing rewards because they're not being instructed in the ways of righteousness. Then there's the word teaching, and the word teaching means to instruct. That is, addressing the intellect, informing and instructing in faith and morals. This word has obviously been a biblical word referring to doctrine. Allow me to show you something. In the last days, one of the signs we're told is they would not endure sound doctrine. In 2 Timothy 4:3, it says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. In other words, he's saying that in the last days, there's going to be an increase of those that want feelings in the church. Oh, I just felt so good. I went there and it made me feel so good. Oh, boy, wasn't that great? Oh, we had tears. Oh, we laughed. And they're living for emotion. They're living for feelings. They're living for whatever stirs or excites their feelings, makes them happy. And he said in the last days, they would endure sound doctrine. Sound doctrine often tells us of what's wrong in our life as well as what we need to be doing. And that brings conviction. People won't endure that in the last days. And that's why you see people, one time it seemed like they were faithful. Now they're going to churches where they rock and roll, where there are no standards. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says.